GPs in Northern Ireland are on the edge of a full-blown crisis. That's a stark warning from the BMA, British Medical Association. They've highlighted the difficulties facing doctors after 65% of practices across Northern Ireland took part in a survey. Dr. Tom Black, chair of the Northern Ireland General Practitioners Committee, says some practices are struggling to survive. Is that for real, Tom?
Yes. We've done work over the last couple of years, Stephen, on the workload, and we've found that we're the highest workload, and that's fine. GPs are supposed to work hard. Last year, we highlighted the fact that we have a real workforce problem and that we're the lowest number of GPs of any company in the UK. And we did the survey to see how our practice is coping with that. Three quarters of them tell us that they're struggling. 14% said they're coping well, and 10% said they're barely coping and that their service is in danger. And that's the area what we classified as the red alert practices. That's the area that we need to focus on.
What percent said the service was in danger?
10%. So 1 in 10 practices. So we have 349 practices. So that's about 34, 35 practices feel that the service is in danger and may close in the next year or so.
In danger of going under in the next year?
We estimate that probably 20 practices will close in general practices here in Northern Ireland. Most of them will be in rural areas, and unfortunately half of those will probably be in Fermanagh, which seems to be the canary in the mine for this particular problem, mainly because the GPs in Fermanagh are much older than average and they're all ready to retire.
And do we know how many patients this will affect?
We have 18 practices in Fermanagh. Well, we had 18 at the beginning of the year. We're down to probably 16, soon be probably 13 or 14. Practices are closing as we speak. At the moment, we're managing to persuade other practices to take them over and develop them as branch practices. But I think we're going to come across a real difficult situation later on this year, maybe within the next 3 months, because there are real recruitment problems in the West. We can't get the young GPs to go out there to work. Why? Because it's a seller's market, because jobs in the West are much more difficult, 1 and 2 hand practices, and they're not as attractive. It seems to be a high-risk, high-risk environment.
My goodness. So what will fix this?
Well, we worked with the last minister, Mr. Hamilton, and we managed to persuade him to increase the number of training places, GP training places, from 65 to 85 per year. That'll come in now this August, but that won't give us GPs for another 3 or 4 years. To match Scotland, we should be training 140 GPs per year, so we'd need to double the number of trainees in general practice. We have an obsession in Northern Ireland with hospitals. We have, as Donaldson said, spread our resources too thinly across too many sites. We spend far more money in hospitals than any other country. And as a result, we've let the funding in general practice run down from what was 11% of the total budget to about 6%.
Okay. Tom, thank you. Morning to you, sir. That's Dr. Tom Black. Listening to that, here's another story about money. The General Secretary of the Ulster Teachers Union, Avril Hall-Callaghan. Morning to you, Avril.
Good morning, Stephen.
And there we've just heard from the doctors. You're representing teachers. You're saying that we're facing a time bomb for vulnerable school children. How?
Well, recently schools got their budgets for this financial year and they discovered that they weren't funded to the extent that they thought they were going to be funded. There was an increase in national insurance contribution and that was not put into the budget. So therefore, more money has to be taken out for that. And what is suffering now is the support services in schools, classroom assistants, and indeed teachers themselves will be facing redundancy.
Well, how many?
We don't know at the moment. Normally by this time in the year, the redundancies would all be declared. We think this year that there are schools that are going to come late with redundancies and then the staffing will not be in place there in September to teach all those vulnerable children.
So if we don't know how many teachers are involved in this yet, it's actually classroom assistants, is that right?
There are some classroom assistants who have already received redundancy notices. I mean, the support services have been decimated in schools and the training programme for teachers has been decimated as well. So teachers are being expected to support vulnerable children without any development, any professional development for themselves, to tell them how to do it.
So what will happen to the kids who had the teaching assistant?
We really don't know what's going to happen. I mean, schools are expected to just get on with it. And for the most part, they do. But we're getting to the point where they can no longer do that.
So what happens?
Well, I would say there'll be a lot of parents of those special needs children who may be complaining quite volubly to the Education Authority, because the Education Authority have tried to put this under the carpet, sweep it away. It's not happening. And they had to admit last week that it was an oversight on their part, that teachers had already pointed out this problem and they had ignored it.
My goodness. Right. Well, we'll follow this with interest. Avril, thank you. Pretty depressing picture there from the doctors, Northern Ireland General Practitioners Committee, Tom Black, and indeed from the teachers union there, Avril Hall-Callaghan. Obviously, we will follow all of that with interest.